Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
You don't become this much of an idiot without school. Let me tell you what. I'm Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Welcome back to another session of sanity right here on The Real Side. I always appreciate your time with me, and I really do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb joins us after the break. We're going to get we'll get some feedback from England. What's going on across the pond? You know, there's big news going on in England right now. No, not Brexit. That's old stuff. Apparently, this whole thing with the Prince Harry and his honey giving up their royalty. They're not really giving them. You know, it's funny how the left thinks that sacrifice, they have no clue what sacrifice is. So these two are giving up their royal duties, and they want to become independent. They don't want to have to deal with the part of the royal family they want to deal with is the money. They want to keep, they really want to make sure they got the money coming in, and that kind of stuff. But other than that, they don't want anything else to do. Isn't that great? Well, yeah, we want all the prestige, the titles, and the dollars that come along with being royalty without actually having to do anything about, you know, in the way of royalty. It's just amazing. And that seems to be the mindset. That seems to be the mindset of the Democrat Party, the party of non-responsibility. Don't worry about working. Remember when Nancy Pelosi said, hey, we don't want you to have to worry about working. If you're an artist, work shouldn't get in your way. You should be allowed to pursue your art. Right? Come on. You guys remember that. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Or you can sign up for text messaging or text alerts. TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. All right. This is, I love these stories. I mean, these are the stories I live for, really. The University of Michigan, their student government recently voted to ban cafeteria trays, which I'm trying to figure out, what does that mean now? You have to put the food in your pockets? How does that work? So, New Michigan State University student government passed a resolution to implement trayless dining in 2020. In the attempt to make dining at MSU more eco-friendly, trays in the dining hall will not be available or an available option specifically. Listen, if you want to make it eco-friendly, the best thing you can do is have washable trays. What are you going to do? Are you going to put the biodegradable plates there? How long will the food last on them before they drip out all over the table and the floor? According to the Associated Students of Michigan State University, doing away with the trays will decrease food waste, energy waste, water usage. What about the food? The bill further aims to help shape student diets. Here we go. We're going to force you to eat the way we want you to eat. I'm telling you, man, you guys call us, you call people the right fascists. Look up the word. Look up what it means. And then look in the mirror and say, you're a fascist. Because you're the ones that keep telling us how we're going to live our lives, what we should wear, what we shouldn't wear, you know, what we should eat, what we shouldn't eat, what we should drink, who we should sleep with. If you don't think that's fascism, then I'm telling you, you don't have a double-digit IQ. Probably in the low single digits. Reducing tray usage would improve the health of students by encouraging conscious portion sizes. In what? What are you going to bring them in? Oh, you're saying that whatever they can carry, they can eat? How many times are you going to go through the line? You're going to be another one of these Bloomberg crazy thoughts?
Yes, you can only buy 32 ounces at a time because 64 ounces is killing our young... Hey, young man, where are you going to with those two 32-ounce cups?
I mean, really, this guy's a billionaire. He couldn't figure this out on his own? This is the same nut job that you guys love that said, hey, poor people shouldn't have money because they'll kill themselves with it. Really? Oh, God. And just when you thought the Twilight Zone was in reruns, it's not. It's all new. The resolution was introduced by the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources, right? It also was passed by the Residential College of the Arts and Humanities. During the debate, Christie cited the Christie Casey was representing one of the groups. Cited the advantage of removing trays for the fall 2020 semester. She said the transition would be aided because the incoming freshmen haven't experienced the MSU cafeteria trays. Oh, thank God we've saved them from that. Junior Logan Coles disapproved of the bill, telling the Morning Watch, eating healthy is an important component to my life. When eating in the dining halls, trays are helpful in allowing me to meet my needs. Why would they ban them? Coles is studying electrical engineering. Oliver Prince stated, I took a class this semester learning about our carbon footprint, which leads to global warming, you know. See, this is why you shouldn't send your kids to college. No, really, seriously. And they come back with this garbage and say, that's it, you're not going. Right? Something like this. Now, I love this. These kids so trust the professors. This girl's last comment is something simple like this could make a huge impact. How? Explain how. Give me some numbers to work with. Don't just tell me because you don't have to wash as many trays or you don't have to. No. You're going to wash the trays as opposed to throwing away all the other stuff that you have. Where are you going to put the food down? You got to put them in plates. Have you thought about that? It's like you lunatics who actually believe that electric cars help the ecosystem. You're out of your minds. Do some work and figure out what it takes, A, to build that car. What are you going to do with the batteries afterward? How do they get the components for the batteries? You don't care that they got, 10-year-olds working mines for those lithium mines or whatever they are. You wonder why I get so wound up. No wonder I can't go to sleep for 3 hours after the show. Joe Bettini, your host, listen to Real Side Xander. Gibb joins me on the other side of the break. Don't go far. You don't want to miss this conversation. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash, and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I know why you tuned in. I'm not stupid. So let's just bring him on. Let's get it rolling, and let's hear what he has to say. Okay, the guy you've all been waiting for. I mean, we haven't spoken to him since last year. Come on, you know that. Everybody does that. So I have to do it to start, kick the new year off. Xander Gibb joins me, as he always does, and I so much appreciate him helping us kick off the weekend, kick off the party, so to speak. Well, not really. Not where you're at. It's kind of like middle of the night, ain't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, we've done a whole day's work, and we've done it. It's a full year. you know, before you guys get up in California.
I know. Well, it's great. It's great. We can watch. We can look at what you're doing and go, okay, we're not going to do that. You know, I mean, seriously.
You can see how badly we did it and not do it the same way. But Happy New Year to you, Joe. And let's hope that Trump 2020 is a prosperous year for all, because that's what I've chosen to call this year, Trump 2020.
I don't blame you. Seriously. The Democrats here, they got to go. They are so out of control. They have
don't
got
they just?
To go. But listen, speaking of going...
great segue.
You like that? Really? And this is not a commercial for X-Flex either. I don't get why this is such a big deal. I mean, she wanted out. They wanted out. Megan is her name. Mark? Well, it's not Markle anymore, right? Does she?
No, it's Megan Windsor now.
Megan Windsor. Excuse me.
Yoko Windsor.
Yoko Windsor. That's right. Everybody's putting a meme up. I think that's hilarious, but. Look, I don't know. I'm not into all of this, but when they first got married and people were talking about how great it was and the whole entertainment industry, I'm going, look, she's Hollywood, he's royalty.
Right.
How's this going to work? And it didn't. Well, why is this such a big deal anyway?
I kind of think it's working for them, but there's a lot of elements with this. A lot of people are likening it to Edward and Mrs. Simpson, but... You know, she ain't no Wallace Simpson. And other people are saying, oh, you know, this has reawakened in him, in Harry, all of the things, you know, from him losing his mother from an early age and the way the media responded to his mother. But the thing is, I think with Meghan Windsor, the Duchess of Wessex or whatever she is, she's actually brought a lot of this on herself. You know, because you don't see the other princess, Princess Kate, Princess Catherine, running off to the media and complaining to them and telling them how badly she's treated, et cetera, et cetera. Because when you open yourself up to the media, they want to further this divide within your family, you know, when you're in the public eye. And I think that ultimately, you know, she's had commentary about everybody, including Donald Trump. And she's a typical liberal,
right,
from the perspective that she said that this is actually all down to racism. And I'm not being, you know, I'm not being flippant. You know, I might be a comedian, but I didn't even know she was black. Did you?
She doesn't look anywhere. She doesn't look like a woman of color at all.
No.
You know? So is she half black? Is she quarter black? Because there's no way that woman is, you know, full, you know, a black female. Unless she's just identifying as that, I don't know.
No, well, I think her mother is black.
Okay.
I don't want to even say African American because I think that's an outdated term too.
Yeah, I wouldn't use that.
Because if you've never been to what is it that I can't think of his name, the guy who supports Terrence, he says that don't call me African American. I've never even been to Africa.
Yeah, I love a lot of those guys. I can't even find it on a map. So stop it.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly. I think a bigger kind of concern of this is it's fine. Go and give up your royal life, but I think it's wrong then to expect state funding and for the state to play.
I agree.
For their security.
Yep.
And I think the Queen should be asking for back rent for the cottage that they've been living in. You know.
Well,
you know, the other question is: does this mean that if he gives up his royal title, is he going to have to bow to the Queen and call her Your Majesty, and his brother, Your Majesty, you know?
This is all to me. She is being a spoiled brat, you know. I mean, she comes from that Hollywood kind of lifestyle, and the press or the royalty is being mean to her. Why? Because they won't let her say what she wants to say. They won't let her do what she wants to do. Did she not read the instruction booklet before she married him?
I think she must have... Because I don't know for sure, but I get the idea that someone will work with you from day one. If you're going to be marrying a royal, you'll be told what to say, when you can say it, what you should and shouldn't say. And I think she's dug in her heels and said, no, I will say whatever I please. And I'm all for freedom of speech. But let's face it, Joe, we're in the public eye. Aren't there often things that you would like to say, but you don't because of the constraints that are upon you from being a radio talk show host? There are people I want to tell to go and find
pound
something.
Pound sand. There you go. Yeah.
But I don't do that because I have my reputation. And I've worked darn hard for my reputation. Yep. I fought for my reputation.
I hear you.
So surely we have to all work within the boundaries of what we're given. And if you don't, you pay the consequence.
Look, I'm on a school board, and I told my wife, we were just talking about this. I said, there are times when I hold my tongue because I don't want to cause them any trouble, right? I don't want people, inundating their inboxes with, did you hear what Messina said kind of thing. But again, I come back to this Megan lady. This to me is the epitome of that young millennial, Gen Xer, or whatever they're called, or what have you, where, hey, I'm not happy with it, so I don't care what the rules are, because I'm going to do what I want to do to make me happy, and I really don't care. I mean, look, I'm not into the royalty thing. I'm not British, but I understand and have respect for the process, right? For what it stands for what it means.
Right.
And if I was going to marry a royalty, first of all, I mean, I got a couple of $1 billion. I'll do pretty much whatever you want me to do. But
yeah,
I mean, if I'm going to marry into that, and I'm a free spirit, if you would, I'm going to have to give it some serious thought as to whether I can put up with it or not. Why go through all of this, right?
Absolutely, because she was given the choice. And I think that this is damaging to the monarchy, especially with revelations that have come about recently, with things like Prince Andrew, Randy Andy, and his pizza addiction, shall we say.
Okay.
I think the royal family the queen is an old lady and her husband is ill. She's not always in the best of health. Although I'm not pro-royal, but I'm not anti-royal. And whenever I've met members of the royal family, Prince Charles came to somewhere I worked about 25 years ago, and I wouldn't bow and scrape, but I called him sir because I didn't want to be disrespectful. But I think the thing is, love or hate the monarchy, they serve a purpose in the United Kingdom, and they bring...
If you want to know what that purpose is, you're going to have to come back after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Remember, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced new rounds of economic sanctions against Iran in response to the regime's missile attacks on Iraqi military bases hosting U.S. and coalition forces.
The goal of our campaign is to deny the regime the resources to conduct its destructive foreign policy. We want Iran to simply behave like a normal nation. We believe the sanctions that we impose today further that strategic objective.
Iran launched more than two dozen ballistic missiles targeting Iraqi military bases hosting U.S. forces in response to the drone strike that killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani last week. Pompeo and Mnuchin said the sanctions would target individuals involved with Iran's construction, manufacturing, textile, and mining sectors, including its largest steel and iron manufacturers. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let's get back at it. You know who you're here for. I know who you're here for. You're breaking my heart. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we're back at it again. All right. I will open the door and let some air in for him. Anyway, Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. I so much appreciate his time with me. And I know you guys do, too, because you constantly ask, is he on Friday? Yeah, he's always on a Friday. What's wrong with you people? Pay attention. Anyway, how you doing, Xander?
I am wonderful. Thank you, Joe. So how are you?
I figure any morning I get up on my own, I'm doing well. You know what I mean? I don't need help getting out of bed. I'm doing well. So
I can concur with that.
All right. So this isn't going to sound right, but we've done Megan to death here. You know what I mean? Seriously, I get the Royals. I get the Megan thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. I didn't come out right, but whatever. What about, you know, now you're into the entertainment world. I don't get any of them at all, but you're into the entertainment world, and this thing, I'm still talking about this thing that went down at the Golden Globe Awards, I guess is what, you know, well, a bunch of people sitting around telling each other how great they are. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is just wonderful. But Ricky, you made fun of me before. I still don't know how to say his last name. But Ricky just destroyed Hollywood. And when you saw the looks on their faces, it was like somebody hit him in the back of the head with a baseball bat with every line he came out with. Well-deserved, wasn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Everything he said was so succinct. And some people still think that that was just him being a comedian. But I know for a fact he meant every single word he said. And his cynical commentary, you know, saying to them, you know, just every part of it was just so well written. You know, saying, you know, you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. You know, by the end of this, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio will be too old for his date.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he took no prisoners, and good for him. I mean, he's probably not going to get asked to do it next year, but, you know, I hear Prince Harry is available.
and he'll be close by, you know?
Yeah, he will. He'll just hop that border over from from Prince Trudeau. And
yes. Just, you know. Oh, wow. Well, there's another piece of work there, but whatever. But no, seriously, I am so happy that somebody in Hollywood, finally, and I'm sure others have tried to do it or done it, but I don't know where he is in his career. God bless him for doing that. But I'm so happy that somebody finally called him out for their, their hypocrisy, which is exactly what he was doing. Every line he delivered was to show them and what their hypocrisy, and they didn't get it. I mean, did you see Tom Hanks? I'm not so sure he even knew where he was.
No. No, I mean, let's face it, he had so much Botox in his forehead, he was scratching his shoulder, and it was really his back. I mean, I am just amazed. Drug test every single one of them before they go into the Golden Globes. I dare them to do that next year and see how many don't end up in jail.
Well, there wouldn't be. I was going to say you clear out a third of the place easy. I'm sure. There's no doubt in my mind anyway. All right, so let's get to go ahead.
I was just going to say, the thing that bothers me the most about that is the double standards of people like Patricia Arquette, stands up there with her new breast implant, saying how terrible it is for women, but it's still prepared to kind of take the million-dollar roles. And Michelle Hill, or whatever her name is, saying she's only where she is because she's killed babies. And this was just a celebration of liberalism.
Oh, yeah.
And in the UK, there's this argument now that they need to include affirmative action into the British awards because not enough people of color are being nominated. And I don't want to go to the movies anymore, Joe.
How do you, if it's based on how you, your acting ability or whatever it is, they base it on, What do you do? You go, okay, but that's great, but we'll have to take the 10 worst black actors and or best of the worst black actors and put them up there, or right. Asian or whatever?
Yeah.
I thought these were people of truth and honesty. Why would color matter?
Well, we've actually just come to a point in our history where if you're mediocre and you're black and you don't get what you need to get, then that's racism. But apparently it's racism for me to even say that.
Wow.
So I can't keep up.
No, I don't even try anymore. I love looking at them. My famous line now is I look at them and go, okay, how does that make sense? Just tell me how that makes sense, How many hits off the crack pipe do I have to take for me to be able to understand that, right?
That's kind of my passing it around. That's all I can say. But who didn't get an award at the Golden Globes that I think should have done? And that was Ayatollah Khomeini for his crying scene at Soleimani's funeral.
Oh, I saw that.
That was the worst fake. I mean, it literally was that,
Oh, God, that was great. I mean, when he started slapping himself in the head.
And he ripped off his napkin thing that he had on the top of his head.
Yeah.
And you saw his uncombed, bald bit. I mean, Iran continues to make themselves look even more ridiculous in my book. They really do.
Well, what, by accidentally shooting down the plane?
Well, you know what that was, don't you? Don't you think it was interesting that that was a Ukrainian plane? So clearly it had no laundered money on it from the Democrats or the Democrats, or it wouldn't have been shot down by Iran.
Oh, God. And you have to sit there and wonder sometimes. They know exactly what they're doing. I don't even have to wonder. The reality is they know exactly what they're doing. They knew exactly what they did. And for them, they thought it was a power play. It was a way to show. But what bothered me was all the other countries that came out and said, it was an accident. Accident, my butt. I'm not buying.
No. For Trudeau, we know Trudeau is this wimpy little liberal. But for him to defend Iran when so many of his own countrymen, so many Canadians, and I know Canadians listen to this show, just remember this when you vote, and Americans do the same. Remember who the Democrats supported. I mean, Nancy Pelosi reminded me of the movie Monty Python's Life of Brian when she was referring to Soleimani. It was like, he's not a terrorist. He's a naughty little boy. And that's the response that the Democrats have about a terrorist. He wasn't a terrorist. He was a naughty boy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm amazed. The what was I going to tell you, though? The you know, it's tough when you hit that age of 36. It's tough for me to think at that point. The
oh, how can you be 36 when I'm 35?
Well, I grow a year every year with you.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't grow years. I'm still 35.
There you go. Right. It's the same math they did for Brexit, right? I mean, I get it. And
it's liberalism, Joe. That's what it is. It's spreading.
Yeah, and I hear that yesterday, we're going to talk about Australia after the break, but I hear that yesterday or the day before they had the Brexit vote, it kind of sailed through.
It did.
It's about time. You know, it's so nice to see a team work together to do the people's will, don't you think?
It is, and I think that this is indicative of how the world is changing and how people are tired of liberalism. Because
yep.
even people in this country that were lifelong liberals were so tired of liberal ideologies and epithets that they just decided that they were going to try something new.
Good. Yeah, it's about, you're exactly right. It's about time that people started pushing back on that. And it's really funny because when I think about it, when you really just take the time as a commentator, when you're going through some of these stories, you think, look, classic liberalism is not necessarily bad. Because if you really think about what it means, we are little L liberals, if you would. And when I say that, what I mean by that is that we want you to have a freedom. We don't want you to, we want you to have the ability to do what you want to do when it comes to education and your job and all that. That's a liberal viewpoint. That's not necessarily, quote unquote, a conservative viewpoint. But they've taken it to the nth degree, the extreme, where it's just craziness. And as I always say, you can't smoke enough crack to have it make sense, right?
Absolutely. And I think that this has been their impetus from day one to make us all feel bad, to actually change us. You know, oh, you can't say that, or you shouldn't say this, or you shouldn't think that, or you should really, if you are this, you should really be that, or do this, or do that. Which is absolute, you know, bunkum.
Mm-hmm.
Because ultimately, bunkum. You know, whether you're a liberal or you're a conservative, your ideologies are your own. You shouldn't follow any party line. And you should be looking for your own personal values, not those that are extended upon you from your party or those wishing to change you.
My personal values are are capitalism, and we're going to a break. We'll be back in a minute. David Gibb will still be with us on the other side.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
What are you doing? One more time around the desk. Burn off that excess energy. Double City, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Again, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. I know who you're waiting for. Let's just bring him back on. We're back at it. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate him helping us kick off the party. And we're all going to his house, by the way. He'll give you his address in a minute. Xander, thanks for joining me.
Thanks a lot. I'm moving, Joe, so there's no point in coming here. Everything's in boxes. And we had calls during the break. People were asking about the Monty Python Life of Brian reference. You go and watch that movie if you've not
seen
it. It is absolutely hilarious. And the woman who plays, or the guy who plays the mother of Jesus, was telling them that, you know, he wasn't the Messiah, that he was a very naughty boy. So watch that movie.
But wait a minute. Those movies would never go today. Think about it.
No. They're so politically incorrect, aren't they?
Yes. Oh, yes. I mean, and the young'uns would be having a heart attack right now over some of that stuff. I get the biggest kick out of that, you know?
I kind of think that style of humor is lost, though. Because even, you know, as a comedian, I'm not even allowed to be funny on Facebook anymore. I can't even share a meme that's clearly a joke because they're fact-checking humorous memes. I mean, where do you go from that?
But they're not fact-checking lying politicians.
No.
How does that make sense?
Oh, that's different, Joe. Be fair.
Well, for them, it's the truth, right? For most politicians. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So let's talk about those eco-freaks in Australia, the ones that were going to prove that global cooling, warming, climate change was real by setting the forest on fire. Tell me about it.
Well, I'm kind of lost because, you know, you know, traditionally there have always been kind of wildfires in Australia because it's such a dry, arid landscape. And what happens is that people are not, you know, kind of cleaning up the bush as often enough, you know, cutting it back and making sure that there are not large areas that kind of could catch fire. But the thinking was that this was like a natural occurrence, as it has been before. But it's been proven that a lot of these fires have actually been started by those eco-terrorists that are wishing to, push the lie with regards to climate change. And it's a worry for me because, you know, half of the koala population is dead as a result
Wow.
of this. But why are idiots like Hillary Clinton still saying, you know, that this is proof of climate change? This is not proof of climate change. This is the proof that liberals will go to any length to prove climate change.
Well, and yeah, I'm thinking about, and look at how they're defending Iran. They're defending the general. Think of where these people have gone to. JFK would be spinning in his grave. Look, they make LBJ look like a Boy Scout, don't they?
They do. They really do. I mean, these Democrats of today, even with the impeachment, you know, when Nancy Pelosi, you see, look at what they've got for leadership. They've got Chuck the Schmuck. They've got Nancy the Drunk. They've got a bartender. You know, they've got somebody that's clearly dementing. And no, I don't mean Nancy again. I mean Joe. What kind of leadership is that? No policies, no chance of winning in 2020. And still, Donald Trump is the bad orange man.
Yeah. I find this all amusing. Do you think among the rank and file of the average daily Democrat, do you think they're starting to see this? You think there's some cracks forming?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I think that people are seeing the stupidity of the Democrats. Because when you think of, you know, I sent you an article with regards to, you know, I've been saying for a long time that the next thing, the stupid thing the Democrats are going to do is try and make pedophilia a more acceptable face. And they just tried to do that in California with a law that they've instilled.
Yep.
And to me, you know, I'm not just saying this because it kind of, you know, proves me right. But more and more people who have identified as Democrat for all of their lives are stepping away. And if you're a parent now and you see this, what is going on in California, this law that really is a cover for enabling pedophilia, it scares me really, Joe, because ultimately if you're still voting Democrat while they're making pedophilia acceptable in society and you have children, you know, I think your children need to be kind of given some guidance from social services.
You know, I'm not going to get all Bible on people, but you know, you look in the Old Testament, this was one of the things that they did. They did, you know, baby sacrifice. Kids were abused.
Yeah.
Why is it that we constantly hear, you see these commercials about our most precious commodity, our most precious things are our kids and how we raise them and train them up and educate them, and yet we're throwing them to the pedophiles, right? We're allowing
exactly.
them to decide what gender they want to be when they don't even know what colors go together. Right? I'm just thoroughly lost. And if you try to have a conversation with one of these young people, you're just an old fart that doesn't really get it. Well, you're a heck of a lot younger than I am, and you don't get it.
Oh, I'm a big heck of a lot.
Well, then let's not go over the top here.
Okay, do you know what I think it is, though? I think that what the liberals are trying to do is trying to turn their followers into mindless automatons, who will follow them regardless of what they tell them to do. But there surely gets to be a point where you go, that's not right. I mean, this thing that they've done in California, what it basically does is it's supposed to be to protect the LGBTQ, but the wording of the bill says LGBTQP, which includes pedophiles. So what that means is that if a 20-year-old man is convicted of abusing a 10-year-old, that will be ignored.
Right.
Because it's seen as discriminatory against the gay community.
But what if I sleep with a 12-year-old girl? Will I be able to get away with that?
I'm sorry? Unless you want to tell us something and, you know, come out on the show.
think about what they're saying. I told you, it was the argument I had with a parent of a student, and she thought I was being nasty and hateful, and I was saying, are you telling me that Harvey Milk, she wants to celebrate Harvey Milk Day here in California, right. A man who was having sex with, you know, 16-year-old boys, which under normal circumstances, if a 30-year-old guy was having sex with 16-year-old girls, he would have been a pedophile, statutory rape, dirty old man, throw him in jail, whatever. But because it's a gay or lesbian relationship, all of a sudden it's okay.
Exactly. But the people we have to blame for this are apparently State Senator Scott Wiener and Assemblywoman Susan Eggman, who reportedly co-introduced the legislation dubbed the Senate Bill 145, which would explicitly exempt sexual predators who are within 10 years of age limit of their minor victims from automatically having to register as sex offenders in the state's official database. So that's covering pedophilia.
So wait a minute. You flew over that, but so that means if I'm 18 years old and I have sex with an 8-year-old, I'm within the 10-year limit, right?
Yeah. But only if you're homosexual.
Oh.
It only covers the LGBTQ community.
Oh, wow.
Because apparently it's discriminatory to prosecute them for this.
Right.
And I can't see either as a gay man or any kind of man how this is acceptable.
You're not the only one. You know, I mean, I sit here and I see these, because you know how it goes. We don't just pop these stories up 3.5 seconds before we're going to do them. You start reading it and you go, no, I didn't read that right. And you read it again and you go, no, that's not what it means. By the time you get through it the fifth time, you're slamming yourself in the head with a frying pan going, I don't want to live here. I don't want to live like this. You know?
Exactly. But how many, you know, I would like to talk to some Democrats and ask them how they feel about this, because I'm sure they would have a spin on this. Because the thinking behind it is to protect gay people. But don't write in, because I'm not saying gay people are pedophiles. They've added the P, not me, LGBTQP. And I think the P is for pervert, really.
But this is your fault, because you said a long time ago that this is going to open. I started reading all those letters. You said this is going to open it up to so many more letters. See, don't say it. Don't put it on.
Yeah, this is why I refer to the people from that community as the gay community, because that covers it all. Those other things, trans are not part of that community, and they only came under that umbrella for funding, let's face it.
And to fall in line with all the discriminatory laws they're putting into effect. Hey, listen, we're up against it. Tell people where to find you.
ZendrickGibbs.com, shows tonight, 3 Pacific, 5 Central.
Not on Facebook,
Eastern.
Though. How do they find you, though? I mean, your show, the Facebook's not allowing you to do live videos, right?
No, so go to the Zanny G page, but I'll be sharing on the Xander Gibbs page.
Perfect.
You will be able to find it.
Good. That's what I was looking for. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. College Campus Crazy is coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. All the nutty things they're doing on campus, you need to know where your tax dollars are being flushed. We'll be back in a little bit.